Hey, Orson, can you wait in time for them to FedEx the playbook? It sounded like you were fairly excited. I guess they're going to FedEx it to you on Monday, huh?
Yeah, because I, in my head, I had it planned that I was going to come up there today and probably start working out with some of the teams, you know, starting to get familiar with Andy Dalton's, you know, throws, you know, and then hang out with AJ and then just start to get in the playbook so I can, you know, make an impact my rookie year.
Quite a few familiar faces up here, a lot of Bulldogs on this team.
Yes, I guess they're falling in love with us in the program that we have, you know, built over the couple of years at Georgia. So I definitely don't want to, you know, let that tradition down.
Do you and AJ talk much?
I mean, here and there, you know, I try not to bother him because I know he's going through a lot. And then, you know, I was, you know, training. But, you know, one of the things that he did teach me and was to, you know, go hard in every practice because, you know, how you practice is definitely how you resemble in the game. So, you know, just to, you know, be reunited with him is definitely a blessing. You know, I'm definitely going to be in his, you know, his right pocket, you know, as far as, you know, after practice, just work with him, catch balls with him, and just stay in the film room with him and stuff like that. And then I definitely have a great tight end I can look up to, resemble my game to, and start to go work and compete.
Did you talk to AJ after the season?
Here and there, just as far as what I should do, and should I stay, should I go, or whatnot. And he's just saying, like, Orson, you gotta, it's really up to you. You're the only one that can answer that question once you talk to your family and then figure out from there.
Orson, what's the past month and a half been like, and how many calls had you gotten from teams about the DUI?
I had got a couple of calls here and there, just as far as, like, they want to know what the process was as far as what happened, you know, why'd you do it and stuff like that. And I just elaborated to them that, you know, it was a one-time mistake that would never happen again. You know, that might have been the worst thing that ever happened in my life because, you know, just having to explain to my brother what I did and don't follow my footsteps and telling my mom that I'm sorry. Like, my mom and grandma had to leave work and stuff like that. I just put my family and my fans in a bind to do something that was my first time doing. So, you know, I definitely made a promise to, you know, my mom and, you know, definitely, I'm taking counsel from my pastor. I definitely said I'm never going to, you know, put bad substance in my body because I quickly found out that it can not only hurt me, but it hurt everybody that's with me and my family, you know, the brothers in my church and my fans.
How old your brother, Orson?
How old is my brother? He's 11.
Yeah. So that was a tough conversation, I imagine.
Yeah, that was very tough. And he said he understood. So we just been talking, you know, every day, you know, just let him know that, you know, I know you want to be like me, but don't make the mistakes I did, you know, learn from my mistake.
How well did you know Geno Atkins and Clint Bowling in school?
I definitely know them well because I played them my freshman year. We used to always compete as far as, you know, Dallas drills and stuff like that. So I know them pretty well. And every time they come in town, we all just hang out.
It's about the best team you probably could have come to as far as familiar faces.
Yeah, that definitely is. And, you know, and going to the next level, you know, you definitely get to reach out and make new friends. So, you know, I'm just excited. You know, I'm definitely happy and blessed that, you know, God put this, you know, put this best situation in my life. And I'm just ready to go to work and start to, you know, prove to the coaches that I can play.
The tight end's position in the NFL has, in a sense, kind of morphed. They're doing a lot more splitting out. Obviously, the guys up in New England are a prime example of that. How do you see your game? Can you fit into that certain role, or are you more of like an inline guy?
I definitely told Coach, you know, don't limit me. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And then he said, you know, just make sure you come in ready to compete. And then just utilize it the best way we can. So, and I'm definitely excited, you know. And then I feel like my game, you know, can help the whole organization as far as one more game or, you know, push Gresham to work harder or whatnot.
Do you watch Gresham on tape at all, or have you watched Gresham, you know, have you seen Gresham on tape?
I definitely seen him on tape, and I definitely seen him when he played in college, you know. Watched a lot of film of him, you know, respect him, you know, he had my utmost respect, and, you know, he had the potential to be one of the great ones. So, you know, definitely to learn from him and then, you know, take, you know, allow him to be my mentor because he's been in the lead a couple of years, and I'm just getting in, so I'm just excited.
Well, so where are you now, Orson?
I'm in Tampa, Florida, waiting to, you know, hear that call from my agent to tell me go ahead and go up there.
Yeah, right. Is that where you're from?
Yes, sir. I'm from Tampa, Florida.
So did you guys do anything for the draft, or is it just you and the family, or what are you doing?
Yeah. No, it was just me and my family.
Orson, what was the reaction in the weight room at the combine when you went 35 reps at 225?
I feel like a lot of people were surprised because they never thought that, you know, I was going to, you know, get 35 times or break the record. But I my whole mindset from the whole combine and my pro day was trying to separate myself as best way as I cared. So, you know, I knew I had the upper hand in the bench, and I tried to, you know, get the whole complete package. So a lot of people were like, you know, congratulations, great job for, you know, breaking the record, holding the record. And then I just said thank you, and it was time to move on to the next stage of the combine.
Coach Hayes said it looked like you might have been able, it looked like you might have could have gone a couple more, that you just kind of just put it down, but it looked like you could have maybe done a couple more.
I'm not so sure about that. My adrenaline was going. my adrenaline was definitely going, and I counted my head. I thought I had 37, and I was definitely, you know, surprised. But, you know, 35, you can't complain about that.
So that's the tight end record, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Do you know who you broke?
I'm not sure. I want to say I feel like I want to say Ben Watson, but I'm not completely sure.
Ben Walls?
Ben Watson.
Ben Watson, okay. Yeah. Sir, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you for having me.